Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello, it's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM, thank you for joining me today.
I'm glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week?
Certainly. In Syria, there has been some tragic attacks on the Druze and Christians by extremists. Thousands of people have been killed. Israel is helping to protect the Druze brothers in Syria. With the tragedies taking place, Prime Minister Netanyahu was deeply moved when Sheikh Mufaq Tarif, the leader of the Druze in Israel, approached him and said, quote, "During the Holocaust, when you Jews were slaughtered, you cried for help and no one came. Today, we Druze are being slaughtered and we are calling for the help of the State of Israel," unquote. Following reports of severe damage to a hospital in Sweda, Syria, security forces and the IDF transferred medical equipment, including trauma care supplies and life-saving medications, to this hospital in order to provide assistance to the wounded on site.
They must be grateful for the IDF. How about Lebanon?
In Lebanon, Beirut banned financial dealings with Hezbollah Bank. The move followed a meeting of 30 world governments raising their voices to counter the terror organization's activities. Unfortunately, Hezbollah has informed the Lebanese parliament speaker that it will not agree to hand over its weapons. Meanwhile, in a remarkable win this week, the Shin Bet, IDF, and border police have arrested the terrorists responsible for the bombings of three parked buses that occurred in February of this year in the Tel Aviv area. Guided by precise Shin Bet intelligence, an extensive 19-hour manhunt was launched, which led to his capture. This arrest took place in the city of Nablus.
Well, that is great news. What about Gaza?
Tragically, a 19-year-old staff sergeant was killed in the Gaza Strip while defending the Jewish homeland against Hamas. May his memory forever be a blessing and may it comfort his family. As well, 36-year-old Vladimir Loza, an IDF reservist soldier, fell in Gaza. In a sobering event, hundreds of residents of Ashkelon, including firefighters and police officers, gathered to say goodbye to Vladimir, honoring this falling reservist with a moving tribute. Hostage survivor Avira Mengistu was released from hospital this week after spending 5 months recuperating. To encourage the brave troops, the IDF chief of staff encouraged the soldiers in Gaza, quote, "This is a time for perseverance and patience. If in the coming days we reach a deal to bring the hostages home, it will be a tremendous achievement of yours. Every hostage who is freed is thanks to your fighting," unquote. As for the humanitarian aid fund in Gaza, they offered the UN to distribute the aid on its behalf free of charge. The UN refused. Meanwhile, the contents of approximately 950 food trucks inspected and approved by Israel are perishing on the Gaza side. This is tragic. And Hamas fired a projectile that fell approximately 250 meters from an aid distribution site in Gaza that serves tens of thousands of weekly food packages. This past week marked 20 years since Israel's disengagement from Gaza, when the State of Israel removed thousands of Jews from their homes and handed the entire Gaza Strip over to the Palestinians. Note that in return, they have received thousands of rockets over the years, which led to the October 7th tragedy.
20 years already, and rockets continue to be launched.
Yes, as a matter of fact, sirens went off again this week when a rocket was launched by Hamas toward Israel. Fortunately, it was intercepted by the IAF. Can you picture waking up before 6 a.m. and grabbing your toddler as you run to a shelter? Can you imagine being gathered with your family around the Shabbat table on a Friday evening and sirens go off? This happens over and over again in Israel. Tragically, as well, a suspected car ramming took place in central Israel when it drove into a bus stop along the highway. Magen David Adom medical teams treated 6 people.
We really cannot imagine the trauma associated with this. Is there anything else to share with our listeners, Suzanne?
Yes, I do. I have an amazing information to share. Just this week, a historic vote took place in the Knesset, Israel's parliament. A proposal to apply Israeli sovereignty to Judea and Samaria and the Jordan Valley passed with a resounding 71-13 majority. This resolution affirms the State of Israel's natural, historical, and legal right to all parts of the land of Israel. the Knesset affirmed, quote, Judea, Samaria, and the Jordan Valley are inseparable from the land of Israel, the ancestral homeland of the Jewish people, unquote. So, I would recommend the following strategic prayer points as our listeners battle in prayer for Israel in the Middle East. The war in Gaza come to an end after the full release of all living and deceased hostages and Hamas completely removed. Physical and mental strength of the soldiers, as well as full protection in the midst of battle. Continued protection from the Iron Dome and all other technologies that intercept missiles and drones. Protection over the Druze and Christians in Syria from terrorists. Pray Psalm 91 over this time. And finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. According to Deuteronomy 11:12, the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel. Since God's eyes are on Israel, our eyes must equally be on Israel.
Thank you, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
My pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, I say thank you so much for your prayers and shalom. Peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Schreitz. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.